Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, now we've got Bart in Iowa on the line with a water heater issue. Tell us what's going on.
I've got a water heater. I'm not sure the age of it. It's been in the house since we've been there 4 or 5 years or more. And above it, where the cold water comes in, there's a pipe and a kind of a joint fitting that's kind of leaking, kind of a green and white substance. It seems to be water dripping off of that, but it's kind of pooling on the top of the water heater and then down the side, and then it's draining. Luckily, my floor drain's right there. It's not excessive, but definitely not what it should be. I'm just kind of curious, maybe my best solution for that.
Well, what you do have is a leak, and what you're seeing in the green and white residue is mineral salt deposits that basically when the water evaporates, it leaves its salts behind, and the salts react with the copper and make this multicolor kind of stain that you're seeing that can be pretty attractive, but not too good for your pipes. So what you have to do here is repair this leak, and if it's in a joint, a solder joint, it probably just has to be resoldered. And if it's not happening, you know, if it's not a major leak, you can do it, you know, next time you have a plumber in your house and kind of put it on the list. But don't rub it or try to clean it, because that mineral salt also acts as kind of like a scab. And if you wipe it away, it might start to leak even more.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a couple of places. I was wondering if, because I figured it was some type of mineral deposit, if it was coming from my water softener. I don't know if cold water going into a water heater would be softened ahead of time. I guess to have hot water in the store, it might be.
Water that's evaporating is going to release its salts. So that's what you're seeing.
Sure.
Okay, Bart?
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.